Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
What a glorious week for the believer to celebrate the incredible gift of salvation Jesus has given to us by his death on the cross. Death is swallowed up by victory. Victory in Christ Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. It's glorious because he has given us eternal hope. It's glorious because we have not been left alone. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. Maybe you find yourself a bit overwhelmed today. Maybe a little discouraged or beaten down. For a few minutes today, let me challenge you to pause and grasp what this passage of Scripture says to you today. Have you ever thought of something and began to really think about what it meant and became full of peace because of what you realized to be true? That's what God's Word does for me. I read it, I think about it, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, He helps me understand. And then, peace. Amidst the busyness of your season today, will you listen to the word of the Lord, think about it, ponder it, and then, with the help of the Holy Spirit, let it rest on you and give you peace. From John 17 today, Jesus is praying before he is arrested, and he's brought before Pilate, and he's sentenced to death, and then ultimately takes our punishment on the cross. Jesus is praying for believers. Listen to what the passage says in John 17, 20 through 23. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me, and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. I think there's four things from this passage of Scripture that jumps out to me, and I pray to you today. Did you see it? Jesus cares deeply for you. He cares deeply for those who do not believe yet. Jesus desires for us to be one with him. And Jesus wants to use us to tell the world about what he has done for us, so that they are one, is what the passage says, so that the world may believe God sent Jesus, so they would be in unity, and so they could tell the world of his love. That's what this week is about. What Jesus prayed for us in John is still true today. He cares deeply for you. He wants us to be one with him and the Father, so that we can tell the world why he came and tell them of his love. Jesus knew what was about to take place. He knew what he was sent to do. See, after he prays, he leaves with the disciples and goes beyond the Kidron Valley into an olive grove. And there he is arrested. Despite what he knew, his prayer to God was for you and I, that his sacrifice on the cross would cause many people to believe why God sent him. The Apostle Paul shares in Colossians that he, meaning God, has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. Wow. Do we care enough for a lost and dying world to share why Jesus came and died for us all? Jesus' death made us right with God and holy in His sight. The great love of our Savior is hard to comprehend. He wants us to be one with Him and tell the world why He came and what He has done for us. Thank you, Jesus, for caring for me. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for desiring to use me to share with the world about your love.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.